A while back, I celebrated a funeral for an elderly person who really lived a good life. Just nothing, no negativity at all, just all good stuff. And it caused me to reflect that it is so much easier to celebrate endings rather than beginnings. Because at the end, you know, you sort of know what you've done. And, you know, being a runner, it was always much more enjoyable to celebrate the finish line rather than the starting line for me, you know. And I remember, too, in seminary, I was with the Redemptorists. Since we took vows of poverty, all of our supplies were provided for us. And in the Redemptorists major seminary, there were four classrooms, one for each class. And you were assigned a desk, and you had that desk for the whole year until you matriculated, you know. And so the first day of class, you would come in, and on your desk were all the books you were expected to read that semester. Are you crazy? I can't do that. The beginnings are so, I don't know, I just find them scary, you know. Endings, we can celebrate what's been done, but beginnings are kind of scary. And yet, today we celebrate the beginning of a new year. And as we celebrate this great feast of Mary, the Mother of God, who celebrated from the very beginning, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." And she celebrated not because she was so confident in her own ability to raise the Son of God, which was certainly a daunting task, but rather she celebrated because she knew God would provide, that she was so filled with faith in God's grace in her life, and that ages to come would call her blessed because of God's grace in her life. Our trust, our foundation is in God. You know, even as I start each day, I had a seminarian working with me at the jail this year, and one day we were finishing the day, and I said, you know, every day I begin and I just say, this day's going to be a disaster. And by the end I say, somehow we got through it and everything worked out. How did that happen? Well, I know it wasn't my abilities. God's grace. God's grace. God helps us out. And so as we begin this year, we trust in God's grace. The booklet we have with the daily readings, the word for the day, which you can pick up on the way out. The cover is beautiful. It says, persistent faith. And that's what we're called to have. Persistent faith throughout all the days and the years of our lives. To have faith in God. And underlying persistent faith are the two words, abundant grace. God provides abundant grace, and so we are able to have persistent faith as we go forth into this new year. Might this new year be a year filled with God's grace, the grace of peace and mercy and forgiveness and new life. Might this truly be a blessed and happy new year for all of us.